What's up, and all right, guys. Today's video is titled Bashar al-Assad just destroyed Trump's presidency using the power of incel. So, back here, working at the food truck back in America, but God willing, gonna be going back to Colombia early January. Get a actual brick and mortar restaurant going there, guys. The area that I'm at, it's an industrial area. My parents own it. So I figured if I'm here from like 11 to 7, by the time the sun goes down, that really would be better for me. Unfortunately, I'm not a morning person. I'm more of a night person. Now, I had a couple of people tell me, hey, man, we love to come here at night, but looks kind of scary to be out here in the middle of night, you know. I don't know if you guys can see outside, obviously, guys. That's a major road right there, but as you guys can see, it's dark, so a lot of people, you know, they get a little bit scared coming out here at night, and they did tell me we feel a little bit scared coming out here at night, and I don't blame them either. I mean, like, sometimes when the sun goes down at like 6:30, 7 o'clock, I'm thinking to myself, is it 2, 3 in the morning? But in reality, it's not even 7 p.m. just because how quiet the place is at night. So if I'm here from 11 to 7, I think that would be best. But again, I'm not a day person. I'm more of a night person. But it is what it is, man. I'm focusing more on Colombia because we gotta get out of here. Because again, we gotta get out of here. Because when I say out of here, I'm talking about America. Because Bashar al-Assad just destroyed Trump's presidency, and Trump didn't even take power yet. So let's get right to the point. So as you guys know, Bashar al-Assad just left Syria. That's it. He's gone. The terrorists took over, and that's what they are. They are terrorists, okay? These young kids riding around on horses or on a Jeep Wrangler or whatever the CIA Mossad give them, and they wear a diaper on their head and they shout la 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 la, they are terrorists. The Prophet Muhammad said, when these young men show up, religion will pass through them like an arrow passing through your prey. In other words, when you hear them talk, it's so beautiful, it's so great, but their actions are the total and complete opposite of the religion that they talk about. And the Prophet Muhammad said, when you find them, kill them. Exterminate them wherever you find them. So all these terrorists in Syria, Iraq, Libya, they all need to be exterminated. Okay, so here is the problem, right? These young terrorists, and let's call them for what they really are. They are Muslim cells. Look at all these terrorist dudes. Look at them. They're all short, brown, and fugly. Remember when I told you guys the happiest Muslims are the Muslims who are blue-eyed, blonde, white? Like the Syrian, Palestinian, Jordanian Muslims who are blue-eyed, blonde, white? Those are the happiest people you'll ever know. And that's because, unlike the rest of their kind, they're blue-eyed, blonde, white. They are sexually desired by pretty much every race of woman out there. They're just happy people, dudes, okay? They're fucking happy, okay? But short, brown, fugly people, they're not happy, okay? So, these people are the terrorists, okay? You see, you guys remember when I told you that there's something fishy about all these Muslim influencers who come out to their alpha male course, you know, buy my course, you know, hit me up on my DMs. I'm going to show you how to go from being sexually repulsive to being desired by a woman. Well, guess what, dudes? Vast majority of these dudes out there, they're CIA assets recruiting young, vulnerable, pissed off, depressed men for terrorism. That's what they're doing. And if you guys think about it, when did ISIS become a thing? ISIS became a thing right after the smartphone and Facebook becoming a dominant player in the social media world, okay, guys? Without smartphones, without social media, there was no way the CIA / Mossad can have access to young, depressed, sexually repulsive, angry Muslim cells, okay? So, why are these guys fighting? Why are they fighting in Libya? Why are they fighting in Syria? Why are they fighting all over the Middle East? Is it because of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, which means, you know, there's no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad is his messenger? Hell no, it ain't. If it was really true that they're fighting in the name of God, they'd go into the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel and they'd kill all the damn Zionists. But no, not only are they making friends with the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel, they're killing Muslims, they're killing Christians. And you know what? That's exactly what Trump wants. Because at the end of the day, guys, Trump hates America, Trump hates white people, Trump hates Christians, okay? And I'll be making a video about that later on, but look at it, guys. Like, Trump has his entire cabinet full of curry cells and Zionists, okay? All his actions are anti-American, okay? He hates religion. In fact, as far as we know, he might be the motherfucking Antichrist, you know? So, you white dudes out there who think Trump is Hitler Jesus, that he is God Emperor, no. He just hates America, he hates white people, and he hates God, okay? He hates the God of Abraham. He probably loves Satan, and we know that, okay? So, going back to the Muslim cells in Syria. These Muslim cells are getting paid $2,000 a month by the CIA. Now, how do I know that? I'm the pastor's son, dudes. I hear things, okay? These terrorists are getting paid $2,000 by the CIA to go fight, okay? Bashar al-Assad's troops, they were being paid $30 a month, and that's because of sanctions and what have you, okay? So, Assad knew that he financially cannot outdo America, so he said, you know what? Let me do a tactical retreat and let me abandon the country, and America and Israel, they're gonna learn the hard way how they fucked up. Because like TFM said in his last live stream, this W that the Jews and their Goy minions had made them supremely arrogant. And what did God say? Those who live like Pharaoh will go down like Pharaoh, okay? Now Trump thinks he's the bestest, greatest person on the face of the planet. He's thinking to himself, I'll become president, Syria is already destroyed, I'm gonna fuck up Iran, the Jews are gonna hail me as their long-awaited Moshiach, I'm the best in the West. That's what Trump genuinely thinks. And these people are gonna learn the hard way that they done fuck up, and it's all because of incels, okay? So, why are these terrorists fighting in Syria? They're not fighting for La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, we know that. They're fighting for the alpha male lifestyle. These guys want money, they want pussy. And you know what, guys? Ain't nothing wrong with money and pussy. In fact, God in the Quran says, الْمَالُ وَالْبَنُونَ زِيْرَةَ الْحَيَاةَ وَالْدُّنْيَا. The wealth and the children. Obviously, for you to have children, you have to have a woman. Unless, of course, you're a tranny faggot who sucks dick at the local truck stop in Brisbane, Australia. But this video is not about him, you know. So, there's nothing wrong with having woman, money, and children, guys. King David had all that. That's why 3,000 years later, here I am, you know. So, all you Muslim dudes out there who have your mullahs who tell you, oh man, money's bad. No. They're just telling you that because you're an unimportant loser nobody. and they don't want you to realize how fucked up you really are and rebel against them. But in the reality of things, yeah, money is important, dudes. I'm telling you that right now. Like, money can't buy you happiness, but it sure as hell can pave the way toward happiness, okay? And pussy, I'm telling you, dudes, as somebody who goes to Colombia, as you guys know, I'm telling you out of experience, coming all over a woman is probably the best feeling on the face of the planet. All you guys out there who watch porn and use a handkerchief or whatever the hell you people do, dude, no. I am telling you guys, best feeling in the world is coming all over a woman. So again, there's nothing wrong with money. There's nothing wrong with woman. The problem here with these Muslim sales is that, number one, they don't have the brain to generate money, okay? They're relying on the CIA and Mossad to give them $2,000, okay? They don't have the brain to make their own money. Like, you guys take me for example, right? Now, I'm making money in this truck. Now, granted, you know, after 7 o'clock, ain't nobody shows up. And that's why I'm looking at the DoorDash tablet over here. See if I can get something, you know. Usually, guys, I get something from DoorDash, like, after 9. That's because all the other stores close down. And then, you know, obviously, we're the last man standing, so we win by default. But the reality of the matter is, guys, I make my own money, okay? I'm not relying on an employer. I'm not relying on CIA. I make my own money, okay? These Muslim cells, they don't have the brain power to make their own money, okay? So when the CIA stops funding them, because you guys need to understand, the CIA got what they wanted. They finally got Syria. Syria was the last Arab country that they had to take over before they go into Iran. So these Muslim cells, they're really no longer needed anymore. So the CIA, they're gonna not give them the $2,000 a month. Now what's gonna happen when a bunch of incels who are getting $2,000 a month, all of a sudden they're not getting that money anymore? Yeah, you can tell what's going to happen, right? Now, the second thing is, which goes back to number one, which is actually more important than number one, is that these Muslim cells, they genuinely thought that the Syrian women are going to worship them like they're conquerors, like they're liberators. We liberated you from fucking Bashar al-Assad, and look at me. I'm riding on a horse or a fucking, I don't know, Toyota pickup, you know, and I got a towel on my head and I yell, yalla la 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 la. Don't I make that pussy wet, baby? But the reality of the matter is, these Syrian hijabis, they ain't coming back. There's Syrians that have been living in Europe for 10 fucking years. There are Syrian women out there who have European children, okay? There are Syrian women out there who had Chad come in their pussy. Their kids speak German, French, English, okay? Their kids are not fucking Arab. They don't speak a lick of Arabic because their mothers want to make sure that their kids have nothing to do with the short, brown, fugly motherfuckers back in Syria, okay? So, do you think that these Syrian women are gonna abandon Chad and welfare and the opportunity to get genetically superior kids and go back to Syria, where the country is poor, the infrastructure is destroyed, and no welfare? And on top of all that, you got fucking short, brown, fugly motherfuckers out there who want to rape her? Come on, man! Syrian women are not gonna go back, dudes, okay? Syrians, in general, are not gonna go back, okay? Like, Syrian women, they got Chad, they got welfare, they're living their life in Europe. They're not gonna go back, dudes, okay? Now, when it comes to the Syrian men, you guys out there gotta understand this and understand this really good, okay? Since the time of the Prophet Muhammad, the Muhammadians, they wanted Europe. They wanted to rape white pussy, and they wanted to implement a jizya tax on Europeans. Flash forward to today, that was handed to them by the Jews, of course, on a silver platter, okay? I mean, think about it. The Muslims, you know, the Muhammadians, they live in Europe off of welfare. They don't even have to conquer, subjugate, or force the Europeans to give them money. The European government is like, hey, Muhammadian, here's $10,000 a month. Go have fun. And they can go out and they can rape all the white women they want. And if the white woman goes to the police, guess what? She goes to prison because that is, racism, I believe, you know? So, right now, the Muslims, who, again, their entire 1400 years existence was, how do I rape white women? How do I enforce jizya tax on the Europeans? They got that handed to them on a silver platter. Ain't no way these motherfuckers are gonna go back to Syria, dudes. Let's get that out in the open. Ain't nobody gonna leave Europe for Syria. All this CIA bullshit about, oh, look at all the cars going back to Syria. No, it's all staged, it's all fake and gay. Ain't nobody going back to Syria. The problem here, guys, and here's what you guys need to understand, dudes, okay? Islam as a religion is perfect, it's amazing. It's the people who are the problem. In fact, God in the Quran says, Arabs are the worst people on the face of the planet, okay? So, the problem you guys have here is you have low IQ, short, brown, and fugly. You have people out there who are sexually repulsive, okay? They're going to make... See, the problem with Islam is the people who represent Islam, they make Islam look really bad. We've seen videos of Muslim sales parading through Christmas events in Europe saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. It's like, dude, that's their fucking country, dude. Like, Europe was never Muslim, dude. It's like, why are you going through other people's country enforcing your way of life on to them? Don't you realize that you're just making them hate you even more? See, the problem with Muslim sales is that because they are so fucking fugly, that they think to themselves that if we become terrorists, if we, like, walk through Europe saying Allahu Akbar in the middle of a Christmas parade, that European men are going to say, ooh, they alpha, I want to be just like them. And that European women are going to say, ooh, my pussy's so wet, I can't wait until these terrorists run a train on top of me. Reality of the matter is they're doing the exact complete opposite. Like, there's going to come a time when white European men are going to lose it and they're going to exterminate the Muslim cells, okay? White women are going to effectively rule out having relationships with any Muslim. You guys take me for example. When I'm in Europe, I tell them, I'm Italian. I'm not associated with you niggers, okay? Yeah, I tell them, yeah, my parents met in Asia, but, you know, my parents, you know, they're Italian, Greek, you know. You know, I leave out the Turkish part, I leave out the nigger part too, but, you know, the nigger in me, guys, is not like fucking an immediate parent. You know, the nigger in me is like from fucking hundreds of years ago, you know. It's not like fucking my mom or a father was a nigger, you know. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that you don't want to be associated with fucking Arabs or Indians for that matter. And I'll be making a video about those niggers later on, okay? So when I go to Europe, guys, I go to places where I'm the darkest motherfucker around, okay? This is why when I went to Ukraine, I went to Chernihiv. I love Chernihiv. Blue eye, blonde, white people all over the place. And I was the darkest motherfucker there, you know? And that's the way I like it, okay? So, going back to the Muslim cells, is that the Muslim cells, the terrorist ones, when they don't have money, because the CIA/Mossad is like, yeah, mission accomplished, we got rid of the Bashar al-Assad, we don't need to pay you losers anymore. When they don't have money, when they realize that the women are not looking at them because like there's Salah ad-Din 2.0. You know, for those of you who don't know, Salah ad-Din is the Greek Muslim. By the way, Salah ad-Din was Greek. He wasn't even fucking Arab, you know. And a lot of Muslims look up to Salah ad-Din, and they should. But he wasn't Arab. He was Greek, like I was. So Salah ad-Din, he liberated the Holy Land from the Crusaders. Now, speaking of Crusaders, you guys want to know what started the Crusades? It wasn't the big bad Muslims. What started the Crusades was the end of the Viking terrorism in Europe, if you want to call it that. You see, the Vikings, as we all know, they terrorized Europe. So the aristocracy of Europe, they paid all these young, virile men to protect them from the big bad Vikings. And then when the Viking threat became no more, the aristocracy had no reason to continue paying, effectively speaking, these incels to protect them. So guess what the incels did? They started ransacking and harassing the same people who just yesterday were paying them their money. So the aristocracy came together with the kings and the bishops and the Pope, and they're like, hey man, we gotta do something about these incels. So the Pope said, I know what to do. Send them to the Middle East. You know, the first crusade was a total failure. You want to know why the first crusade was a total failure? Because they had these incels dressed in full knight gear, and when they were crossing the desert into the Middle East, a lot of them died due to heat exposure, due to being thirsty. So the first crusade was a total failure, and it was engineered to be a total failure because the aristocracy wanted to dwindle down the incel population. Okay, now the second crusade was a smashing hit. And what did the crusaders do when they finally conquered Jerusalem? They ransacked everything and they raped all the women. So what does this show you, dudes? That when it comes to incels, it's either rape or die trying to rape. Now, let's go back to today with the Muslim cells in Syria. Okay? They don't have money. Women are not throwing them the pussy at them because, you know, they're Salah ad-Din 2.0. So what are these Muslim cells gonna do? They're gonna start turning against the people who were paying their salary, which is CIA and Mossad. Now, granted, these terrorists are not going to swim across the Atlantic or the Mediterranean and then the Atlantic and then come here to America, but you know what? They can harass the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel, okay? Because they're going to go into Israel, they're going to be like, oh, look at this Israeli woman. You know, they're light skin. Granted, Israeli women are not the best looking woman, but you know what? They got blonde pussy over there. See where I'm going with this, guys? Eventually, the Muslim cells who America supported, eventually, they're going to go after the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel. A, because these people are not paying their salary anymore. And B, they want those Israeli women. Now, when that happens, guess what Trump is gonna do? He's going to have a draft, okay? Now, who will Trump draft? Is he gonna draft somebody like me who's fucking 45 years old? Hell no, motherfucker. He's gonna draft the incel version of the Muslim cells. That's who's he gonna draft. He's gonna draft these 20-year-old Gen Zers who have been beat down by feminism since the day they were born, and he's gonna be like, listen up, men, I want you to go die for the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel because they're God's chosen people. And that's when the incels here in America, they're gonna fucking chimp the fuck out, dude. And Bashar al-Assad, he knows that. Bashar al-Assad ain't dumb, you know. You have to remember, Bashar al-Assad is a doctor. He's educated. He's not some dumb retard or anything like that. Bashar al-Assad is actually rather educated, you know? Like TFM said, Bashar al-Assad really didn't want to become ruler. He actually wanted to become a optometrist, you know, a doctor. But, you know, his two older brothers, like, died. And then he just, you know, he was the only one left. So he's like, ah, fuck it. I guess I'm going to become president of Syria, you know. But other than that, guys, Bashar al-Assad is pretty damn intelligent and, quite frankly, based. So Bashar al-Assad knew what he was doing. So right now, with Bashar al-Assad out of the picture, the Jews and their Christian minions like Trump, they're like, all right, we are the cat's meows. We're all that in a bag of chips. We're the bee's knees. We're, you know, we're all that in a bag of chips. I think I already said that. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that right now, the Zionists and Donald Trump are riding high. They're like, all right, Syria, the last Arab country that we had to get rid of, is gone. Next up, Iran. But what they fail to realize is that incel power, dudes. Never ever underestimate incels, okay? This is what the US government is gonna find out the hard way. You guys have to remember, the people who run the US government, they're all fucking boomers. You know, they're, first of all, they're too damn old to have a sex drive. Secondly, they grew up in what, the 60s and the 70s, where they had all the free love, all the sex that they ever wanted. You think fucking 80-year-old Donald Trump can sympathize with a incel who's fucking 20 years old? Hell no, motherfucker. All Donald Trump is gonna do is come out and say, my fellow Americans, on behalf of God's chosen people, I have to institute a draft so you all can go die for, he'll probably make up something, you know, glory or some dumb shit like that, you know? No, no, they ain't buying it, dudes. And as far as I know, I don't know what the incels here in America will do. Maybe they're gonna burn the place down, maybe they're gonna grab a gun. I don't know what they're gonna do, dudes. All I know is I wanna be in fucking Colombia by the time that shit happens. And like I said to you guys before, okay? I have a, well, he's not a friend, he's just somebody I met in Ukraine. I told you guys, my Ukrainian contact, he told me he's going back to Ukraine in February one last time to wrap up his missions. And then after that, he's going to ship out to Israel in June. So the Ukrainian war is probably going to be over within the first 100 days of Donald Trump's presidency, okay? Donald Trump becomes president when? January 21. So let's see, 100 days would be February, March, April, okay? By May, the Ukrainian war is going to be over, okay? By July, that's when the big war is really going to start, okay? And that's when the incels here in America are going to be like, oh, hell no. So if you guys are smart, you, especially younger guys out there, I know some of you younger guys out there watch my video. If you're really smart, come May, you really need to have something out of the country, dudes. Like, if there's a draft, let me tell you something, guys. If there is a draft, there's a 99% chance you'll die, okay? Islam tells us that during the Malhama, aka Armageddon, that 99 out of 100 people... Oh, damn, I don't know why sometimes I just get tired like that, but anyways. 99 out of 100 people... Actually, 99 out of 100 men, because, you know, men are gonna fight the war, it's not gonna be the woman, even if there's a draft for women, you know, they're gonna get pregnant. You know, they're gonna be in the office somewhere, right? You know? So Islam tells us 99 out of 100 men are gonna perish in Armageddon, dudes. So if there is a draft here in America, and there will be a draft, and you're drafted to go fight in the Middle East, 99% chance you will die. So it would be in your best interest. Oh, Jesus Christ, how am I getting so tired like that? You know, it's maybe the way I'm sitting does that or something, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, if there's a draft in America, there's a 99% chance that you're gonna die, dudes. And, you know, what are you gonna die for? You're gonna die for fucking Netanyahu? You're gonna die for some fucking dirty Jew like George Soros? Hell no, motherfucker. So, at the end of the day, guys, you have no idea how powerful incels are, okay? I would say that incels are the most powerful force out there. They just don't know it. Because a lot of incels, they're young, dumb, full of cum. And when somebody tells them, hey man, I'm going to help you get your pee-pee touched, they're going to believe that person, you know? They don't know any better. You know, they're fucking 20. They don't know any better. So when you come up to them and you tell them, hey man, you want $2,000 a month, go fight in Syria, you know, liberate Syria from big bad Assad, and then all the Syrian women in Europe, they're going to come back and they're going to bust it wide open for you because you're Salah ad-Din 2.0, because you rode on the back of a pickup truck with a diaper on your head shouting, yalla, la, 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 la. Come on, man. Come on, man. So, at the end of the day, guys, it's going to be funny, interesting. Just don't be here in America, dudes. Like, Latin America is the safest place for you, okay? I don't care what they say about Latin America. At the end of the day, Latin Americans, they love God. They love the prophets, okay? This is why Latin America is going to be spared of all this Armageddon / Malhama bullshit, okay? Because, again, at the end of the day, they love God. They love the prophets of God. So, there's no need for God to destroy them. Yeah, sure, they might have prostitutes. Yeah, sure, they might have cartel. Yeah, sure, they might have tranny faggots over there. But they love God and they love his prophet for the most part. And honestly, at this point, that's probably what God really cares about. I told you this before. God is not looking for Superman. Jesus, why do I keep doing that? It's because I'm slumming down. What time is it? It's 9:14. 9:14. Alright, guys. Once I finish up this video, I'm gonna close down Uber or DoorDash, whatever the hell I have open. And I'm probably gonna go to a pub around here. There's a couple of pubs that love us when we go over with our truck, because their people, instead of leaving to go to Wendy's or McDonald's, they'd stay on their property and, you know, drink and, you know, eat our food. So they'd rather have that than for them to leave, you know. So after I'm done with this video, I'm gonna close down my Uber and DoorDash, and like I said, I'm gonna go with my car to the pub. If it's popping, then I'll come back and take the truck. If not, I'll just close the truck. I already made $100 today, guys. And honestly, dudes, like, between, say, I made my money between 4 and 6. Like, in a 2-hour window, I made $100, dudes. So, like I said, if I'm open from 11 to 7, I think that would be best. So I'm gonna try to find a person to work on this truck. But the problem is, dudes, like, everybody wants $20. Imagine $20 to flip a burger. I mean, with us, we don't have burgers, but you get the idea, guys. You know, in Colombia, I can pay somebody $20 a day. They'll work 10 hours a day, six days a week, and they're gonna thank me for having a job. Yet here in America, you give somebody $20 and they're an hour and they're like, hey man, when am I gonna get a raise, dude? It's like, really, bro? Really? You want $20+ to flip falafel? You know, we don't even do falafel either. You know, the reason why I don't do falafel, guys, because falafel back in the Middle East, that's poor people's food, you know. So I don't do falafel. I don't do koshery either. You Egyptian people out there, you know what the fuck I'm talking about with koshery. Personally, I like koshery, but I don't do it because it's poor people's food. It's not a good image for us, you know. So, Yeah, guys, I'm after this video, I'm gonna close down my apps, then take my car to the pubs and see which pub is popping. If there's something popping, I'll take the truck. If not, I'll just come home and call it a night. But at the end of the day, guys, it's really imperative for you guys out there to understand that. Look at how dead it is outside, dudes. Like, look at that, dude. Look at that, you know? Hella scary, hella scary. Again, you know, I don't blame people for not coming here at night. I mean, I'd be scared too, you know? So, the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys with this video is that eventually, guys, in seldom will be a problem, okay? In seldom will be a problem in the Middle East. In seldom will be a problem here in America. Like, you have incels in the Arab world who were promised pussy if they hopped on the back of a camel or a pickup truck wearing a diaper on their head saying la 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 la. And here in America, you have incels who are like, okay, dude, I'm just gonna whack off, watch porn, play video games, maybe go out, do a couple of DoorDash deliveries and call it a day. Now, these guys are gonna be told, oh yeah, you have to go die for Israel, where you have a 99% chance of being killed. And these guys, rightfully so, I might add, are probably gonna go apeshit, you know. And again, it will definitely be the right. I mean, think about it, dudes. Would you rather go die for a foreign country that hates you, like the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, with a 99% chance of dying? Or would you rather go apeshit here in America and take down as many people with you as possible, you know? Again, guys, by that time, I'm hoping to not even be here, you know? So, Colombia is only 2 hours away. Worst case scenario, guys, I can charter a jet from here, make it to Cancun. Once I get to Cancun, that's it, dudes. I'm out like trout. And by the way, guys, for all of you guys who think you're gonna dodge the draft by going to Mexico, they have a Zionist female president in Mexico. Trust and believe, she already signed agreements with Trump to send your ass back to America so you can go die for dirty Jews. Okay, guys? So, you young guys out there, you guys between the ages of 18 to, say, 36, your best bet as of right now is to move overseas, okay? Go overseas. Again, as of right now, guys, Colombia is winning. Uruguay isn't bad from what I hear. I know a lot of you guys are going to say, Almer, how am I going to make money over there? Guys, get a fucking job online, dude. When I was in Latin America, so many white women who exactly have that. They have remote jobs where they earn in dollars or in euros, and they're traveling all over the Latin America getting dicked down by total strangers that they probably don't even know the dude's name. You know, they're living the time of their life. So if you guys are telling me that some dirty sharmuta can get a remote job and you can't, well, in the words of TFM, that's a you problem, okay, guys? So you guys out there, again, between 18 and 36, you'll be the first to be drafted, okay? So you need to be overseas. Try to find a job online that you can do, or own a small business overseas. You know what I'm trying to do, right? I'm trying to open a restaurant in Medellin, Colombia. That way, when I leave America, I actually can able to earn a living overseas and not have to worry about the US government collapsing or taking my money or doing anything like that. So you young dudes out there, you gotta start taking this shit seriously, man. Like, playtime is over, you know? That's what the old joke is about. You know, the old joke, who would you rather rule over you, Jews or Chinese? The answer is Jews. Why the Jews? Because the Jews will take you to Disneyland before they take you to the slaughterhouse, okay? Playtime is over. Now, you're gonna be led to the slaughterhouse, okay, guys? So, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.